فرض عمر إلى الله إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله كما هو أحلى. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين. سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد وفرقان الحميد: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
بھائی کو جیسے پہلے تھا ویسے کرنے بہتر ہے. پہلے جس کو سویتا نا اسی دے بار دے گئے سروا.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد وآل محمد.
آج کس مجلس کی قبولیت کے لیے اب تمام حاضرین کی حاجات کی برآوری کے لیے، صحت و سلامتی کے لیے، رزق روزی میں اضافے کے لیے، ہر قسم کی پریشانی، مشکلات، آفات، بلیات سے حفظ کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ
محمد. وارث رسول اللہ بطول و حضرت علی مرتضی امام زمان علیہ السلام کے جل ظہور کے لیے صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد وآل محمد.
آج کی دعا مناجات نظر و نیاز مجلس اور رضاداری کی قبولیت کے لیے بابا سے بلند صلوات.
اللہم صلی اللہ محمد وآل محمد.
Topic for tonight, so that is related with you, that is related with Imam Zaman alayhi salam, and that is also related with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is striker, and we need to understand the striker, and we need to develop the sides of striker so that always this triangle should be complete, and then we can grow our faith, our iman can grow. And that is the stage where always we are interlinked with Allah and the Imam of the time, salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Today's topic is about risk. So usually the understanding of our risk, so usually we relate it with the food, or maybe if we go beyond, we relate it with the wealth, with income. But in Islam there is a wider concept of risk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Razzaq, someone who has created all this universe. He is the ultimate source of provision. So this provision, this sustenance, this is not only food, this is not only wealth, but whatsoever we have in the universe, so that comes into risk. So our knowledge, our wisdom, our health, our iman, our Islam, our children, whatsoever we have, So in a wider concept of risk, so everything is included in the list of risk. Salawat. So whatsoever we have, so that is in the form of risk, that is in the form of sustenance, that is provision by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But keep in your mind, for example, all food products, the fruits, the vegetables, the wheat, the rice, so everything which is coming out of the soil, so this is our food. So here, what will you think? So this food is coming from soil or coming from Allah? But the food, the fruits, the vegetable which is coming from the soil, who had made that soil, that land? Who had put all the ingredients necessary for the foods in that soil? Yes, you can say farmers are working, so they are producing for us. But who had made that farmer? So the ultimate source of everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as these foods and vegetables and these things, we are not getting directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here is the wasila. Here is a medium. Allah is providing us. Allah has provided us in total. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made different things and they are exploring. And when they are exploring, when they are working, when they are achieving, when they are producing, at that time they are owner as well. They are owner as well. And whenever they are delivering, they are charging for their time, for their efforts, for their work. But here Allah says, you must be just. You have spent your time, you have put your efforts, a lot of things you have done for this. So you have to sell, but be just. A fair trade should be there, because you are just wasila. If I would like, I can throw you out. So if you see the history, many people who were farmer and learned Lord, and today they are having nothing. Many people in the history were multimillionaire, but today they are zero, or maybe they have died. So things are reshuffling from the source. That's why the beautiful example, which is the actual life history of our second Imam, Imam Hassan Mujtaba. So his habit was, he was generous. So anyone who was needy, anyone who was asking, and many people who were not asking, Imam al-Salam was helping them, supporting them, providing them. And many times, whatsoever he had at home, he gave, he done charity, he gave to the people. So one day, when everything was going, one of the slaves said, "Oh Imam, we are giving everything, not leaving anything for you. Have you thought about yourself and your family and your children?" Imam Allah Salam said only one sentence. And that's must be a great lesson for all of us. And what is that one sentence? Imam al-Islam said, "O slave, as you are my slave, I am slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my master is giving to me, and I am giving to his servants. The day I will start to give to the people, the same day he will stop to give to me." Those people who are generous, they know how this chain is working. Allah is giving them. If they are giving, they are providing to the people, Allah is giving them more. When they are becoming stingy and they are stopping, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will stop to give them. So many people who are helping each other, so actually they are wasila. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to provide directly, He can do it. But He is kind. He wants to involve you.
He want to make a bond among the human being. That's why it is called insan. Insan means having owns, having love with each other, respect for each other. And that respect and that love could be developed when you will help each other. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this chain. But whatsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing in the form of risk, these farmers, we parents, the people who are donor are doing charity, are the people who are delivering knowledge. So all these wasila, they are nothing. That ultimate source Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given all authority to the Imam of the time. Then this is Imam. This is Imam of the time, leader of the time, divine leader, who is delivering different things, different kind of sustenance to different people. Anyone who is eligible for something is getting that. And the day he is eligible, because some people they are getting something, but they are not protecting, they are not justifying with that amana. So that's why after some time that is taken back. So, as I told you, this knowledge, skills, food, wealth, children, family, wisdom, religion, book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having love of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salam, doing charity of your time, doing charity of your wealth. So of everything has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and as a whole that is God rizq. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
So as a believer, what is our duty? We should arrange or we should plan to have maximum rizq. There's no restriction at all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened the door. Anyone who will work, who will put his effort, who will try, laysa lil-insana illa ma sa'a. Anyone who will put his effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide. If someone is working for knowledge, he will get different degrees, he will get knowledge. If someone is working for some profession, some skill, he will learn that. If someone is working for children, he will get that. If someone is cultivating the crops, he will get that. So anyone who is working, who is putting his effort, he will get that. But sometimes, many people, they are God blessed. Their forefathers, their parents, they had made a big empire of business, and automatically they are getting benefit of that established business. Sometimes their grandparents, they are scholars, and when a child is born and growing up in that environment, automatically he or she is learning a lot of information. So this kind of favor is due to the environment, due to the parents. Otherwise, anyone who is working will get his result and reward. But there are many people who are not God-gifted, who had no empire at all. But when they worked, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided them. So what is our duty? If we have something, we need to increase. Not to be greedy, not to hold the rights of other people. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is great universe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors open. Now it is up to us how much we are going to work, how much efforts we are going to put, and we will get the result. But anything you want to get, first of all you make a goal. You have specify your aim and then plan for that. If you want to go, for example, Manchester, so instead of going towards north, you will start your journey towards south. You are putting your effort, you are giving your time, you are spending your resources, but your planning was wrong. You have not done Homework. So the homework, if you will not do properly, if you will not plan properly, then most of the time you are wasting your time. So sometimes this homework, our parents, our teacher, those who are learned, so they are helping us and we are saving our resources and time. But here are a few tips how we can increase our sustenance in the form of knowledge, our family, our risk, our work, our job, whatsoever you want, that is included in the risk. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of His doors are open for you. Now, laysa lil insana illa ma sa'a. We have to put our efforts. So one of the efforts, this is a title or verse as well for tonight. And this verse is in Surah Talaq, chapter number 65. And last bit of second verse and third verse. It is actually 1.5 verse. Anyone who will read this verse 3 times after every namaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will provide him plenty of risk. So any kind of risk you are seeking for, I told you this triangle, this striker, ultimate source is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are proud, you have done a lot of efforts and work and planning, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not help you, you can't achieve anything. Allah is saying, laysa lil insana illa ma sa'a, but at the same time in this verse also He has said, wa tawakkaltu ala Allah. Always you have to develop your bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should have close contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot achieve anything until and unless there will be an okay from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why whenever you are going to start, always that's why it has been said, say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. By saying this sentence, actually you are involving the approval of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your job. So this is not I have just put into 4 or 5 lines, just you should see and read. Otherwise it is just 1 verse, 1.5 verse. And inshallah, if you are really cautious and anxious for your future and better risk, so try to learn. And during these 2-3 nights, please come to me and let me know you have learned. And inshallah, the day of Ashura, we will present this gift to Imam Hussain alayhi salam. The day of the Ashura, at least we can say, oh Imam Hussain alayhi salam, we were not with you. If we were there, we were going to help you. We were going to sacrifice whatever we had at that time. But the time has left us behind. So at least for this Ashura, this is gift from our side. I learned this verse in your love. And always, whenever I will read this verse, I will remind your name, I will recall your name. So inshallah, please go tonight, open the Quran, maybe write down on the paper, maybe get the print, and try to learn. And then make part of your life. After every namaz, it is better to read 3 times, if not 3 times, but at least 1 time. So inshallah, you will never have problem. And you will never be needy, you will never be beggar to go and ask the other people for your daily needs. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Wa alayhi salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So basically the first sentence, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ. Anyone who is depending on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so then, he is opening the door. And anyone who is trusting on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He was providing them from that side, from that source, even if they do not imagine for that. They were not thinking that someone will come and will help. So, few weeks ago, we went to Karbala. And there are hadiths. Whatsoever you will spend on Ziyarat of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, that will be returned. So the other day one person was telling me, revenue department has sent him check, and that is equal to that money that is spent on the Ziyarat of Imam Hussain.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala
Ibrahim. He was not thinking. He was not thinking what is the source. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has arranged the things. And in this way, that promise has been fulfilled. So if we do tawakkal on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's very easy to have life. But always we should keep in our mind, as I told you, risk is not only having millions of pounds. So, inshallah, in Urdu portion, I will tell example of someone whose father was minister of the king and finance minister. But the son was something else. So father was rich on one side, the son was rich on the other side. Both had sustenance, but different kinds of. So it is up to you what kind of sustenance you are seeking for. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So inshallah, this topic we will continue for 2-3 nights, because there are 30 things which can help you to get more risk. And these are little things. If we change our habits, our lifestyle, automatically we will do all these things. Don't get afraid that these are 30 things and how we will follow. Most of the things you can make the part of your life. The first thing is, try to have beautiful attitude, good morals, good etiquettes. Whenever meeting each other, so always person smile, shake hands, hug them. Assalamu alaikum. Ask them, if you have any problem, can I help you? When you are going, say Allah Hafiz, thank you, and different things. Try to keep happy to the people. And the other thing is, never try to hurt someone. Never try to annoy somebody. And usually that is part of our life. Always we are shouting, we are angry, we are insulting people, we are insulting parents, we are insulting our elders. Just for our lusty desires. So we should try to cut off these negative things from our life and try to keep good attitude, and inshallah, these things, this, you know, just smiling, shaking hands, asking, can I help you, and thank you. So these are just words. But this is beautiful attitude. You are propagating Islam. At the same time, you are increasing your wealth, your risk, your lifetime. How beautiful is Islam. The next point is good dealing with the neighbors. So what kind of relation we have with our neighbors? So always, you know, when you're going to get a spouse, then you have choice. But for neighbor, usually you don't have any choice. Sometimes you have choice when usually people are making different wards, different colonies. And for example, like Karachi, there is a religious society and all, everyone is follower of Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam, Jafar Tayyar. Like these residential colonies, so you are getting better neighbors. But the country like this, you don't have any choice. But sometimes, usually our Asian people, they try to go in that area where there are a lot of Asian people. So when you are buying property, you can have some planning. But otherwise, neighbors are not in your hand. But from your side, always try to have good attitude with your neighbors. Even your neighbors are not good. Don't hurt them, don't annoy them, don't provide any kind of problem for them. And on different occasions, if possible, try to send some food, try to send some gifts. Now Christmas is coming, and if your neighbors are Christians, so you can send some chocolates and share the good wishes. And you are giving a message. Muslims are not racist. Muslims are having tolerance. Muslims, they try to have good relation with their neighbors. So,
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
So the third point, those who have lost their parents, they have lost this chance. But those who have still, their parents are alive, so they should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they should always do dua, Allah, give long life to my parents. The day, you know, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, he was very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of his titles is Kalimullah. He was talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was very close. But the day his mother died, that day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, O Musa, from today, be conscious. Until today, whatever you were saying, your mother was doing dua for you, and I was not saying anything. But from today, be conscious what you are going to say to your Lord.
Mashallah.
So the parents, they are blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they're alive, try to have healthy relation with them. And even Quran says, don't say off. But the children of today, parents are saying tempting. They are hitting their feet, making different kind of faces and different sentences, hurting their parents. If these parents were not there, you were not there. Someone who have given you the existence, given you the life, have given you everything you need. But today, when we are young, they are old, they are sick. So last night I was hearing on the TV, someone was saying, there is Islamic author. And his books are very attractive. Personally, on same topic, I bought two books. And I want to get extract, I want to make notes for a particular topic. The one book, whenever I was opening, I was unable to do my job for 2 months. When for the same topic, I opened another book, believe me, just in one night, I was able to complete all of my work. So maybe fault was on my side, but maybe there was difference on the side of authoress. What was the intention of the person who was writing? One day, a person had a dream, and in his dream he watched Iblis. And he told Iblis, do you know, one of my friends is writing a book against you, and people will know your traps, and now your business will
go down.
You will become bankrupt. Iblis smiled and said, do you know, I inspired him to write a book. He is actually writing a book on my inspiration, so that he should get famous. So intentions are very important. And why this author, his books are attractive and people are reading, a lot of people, and in many languages, Ali Shahristani, his books are has been translated in many languages. When someone asked, what is the reason? He said, my father was disabled.
And for 13 years, I was washing him up, I was giving him bath, I was giving him food. For 13 years, I never became angry, I never say, oh! Due to that service to the disabled father, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave risk in the form of knowledge, in the form of effectivity, and then that is spreading throughout the world. Believe me, parents are one of the greatest blessing and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not saying all parents are good. They are not shouting, they are not insulting you. If they are doing, that is their job. But what is my job? I should never annoy them. Believe me, my personal experience, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give special status to my father, marhum next to Imam Hussain alayhi salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In my life, the day I was with him, I was unable to see in his eyes. Whenever I was next to him, always looking down.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
So, if we have this blessing, we should try our best to keep them happy, respect them. And usually parents are happy when you are planning and working for your future. If they are happy, you should be good student, so why not try to be good student? If they are happy, you should be good at the recitation of Quran and Islamic knowledge, why not try to go and learn that thing? Parents, they are asking for something else. Our ambitions are different. Okay, if you have different and that ambition is legal and that is also appreciated by Islam, go for that. But never annoy them. With full respect, try to convince them. But as Allah says in Quran, or the people, when you are talking next to the Prophet, always your tone should be low, your voice should be low. So whenever you are in front of your parents, our voice, we must be symbol of humbleness. Always look down. So in our country, when we were there, we have been taught, when parents are walking with you, never try to go ahead of them. Always stay behind them. But here, maybe we have been failed. And this culture is, I think, there is no anymore this culture. So the children and daughters and sons, so usually they try to go ahead of their parents. And sometimes, they feel guilty why they are behind the parents and why they are with the parents, why the people will think. So inshallah, in the love of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, in the love of Imam Zaman ajalallahu ta'ala farajah sharif, we should try our best to keep happy to our parents. And this thing will increase your sustenance, your risk, your wealth, your knowledge, your respect, your dignity, your iman, your religion, your status next to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Everything is hidden in this. But keep in mind, inshallah, that point will come about the late parents as well, and we will discuss next night. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala.